Imagine Rudimental, a series here on Blueprint for Living in which Annie Smithers will investigate the very basics of kitchen craft. Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and
pans. Oh, look at those Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. I'm very proud of my sprouts.
Annie Smithers, you should be. That is a beautiful crop. They are gorgeous. They're what, the size of a, I'm trying to think, of a marble, aren't they? They're not great big blousy things.
They're, yeah, between a marble and a small walnut,
there you
one
go.
Could say.
Perfect. Well, and they're, oh, look at that. There we go. Listener, if you hate a Brussels sprout, try one of these.
Growing your own Brussels sprouts is it's an exercise in patience. And Jonathan, you'll see that we have two rows of Brussels sprouts and then we have two rows of a broccoli-looking thing.
Yes.
These plants stay out here together because they are two of our very long-term brassica crops. So both of them were sown, the seeds were sown in probably October.
Uh-huh.
We won't see anything on those broccolis until probably September.
Yeah.
So that's purple sprouting broccoli. But when she goes, she just fills that hungry gap at that beginning of spring.
Now,
it's amazing.
Well, this is the tricky thing. And speaking of gaps, now, for those who need the backstory, Annie's garden here supplies her Trentham restaurant De Fermier. And I wonder at this time of year, as we're sort of jiggling between, summer and autumn and winter, is sort of everything happening at once. Is that a tricky time to time your ripenings, to time things to put on table? Because for you, you've got to keep stuff coming out of this garden year round.
Yeah, it can be a bit tricky, but planting and planning is one of the most important things when running a vegetable garden that needs to provide for a 12-month period. But it is also this beautiful illustrative time of when, once we tip over the autumn equinox, is that we now, the plants know and we say goodbye to a whole lot of friends that we've had, for the summer, and say hello to all of these things that we're going to be mightily sick of in 6 months' time. So, it's this wonderful juggle. And if we walk across here, we can look at the pumpkins. Now, we get quite cold here, so we've already had a number of frosts.
So we're up at about 650 metres here. So
770.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, we're very high. So you can see that the leaves of the pumpkin have started to have that sort of, they're getting a bit brittle. Mm. They've had a bit of a frost here and there. But when you go
around... There's a big baseball down there, a basketball rather.
So that's two different plants. So that's one variety, and that's an Australian butter pumpkin.
Decent sized bit of pumpkin there. Oh, look at these ones.
These are the warty ones. So I cannot pronounce them. But the French translates to embroidered with warts.
It was a very accurate description of the... of the vegetable in question.
But a very, very beautiful pumpkin. But you can see that this is, it's all starting to go. And if you look at, people often ask, when do you pick your pumpkins? See how the stalk is sort of hardening off and drying?
Yep.
So they're actually ready to be picked now. So we'll just sort of take them out.
So what will you do with them?
We'll store them. Store them until we grow some that are eating now and some that are storage. So, but it's just that little manipulation of knowing who's who, so that if you do have a little, barren time, you've got something on the shelf.
Tucked away. I mean, this is, for you, there's a question of scale here, but for the home veggie gardener who's hoping to, get something from that year round, it's the same proposition, it's the same juggle.
It is the same juggle. So we have a... quite a regime of planting monthly so that we keep things progressing. So
tell us about the last few weeks of that.
Of what we've been planting.
The last sort of period.
The last period is the last things that we plant are usually, seed-wise, is February, because we get so cold. So there's no real point in sowing stuff for us much later. So our growth window is really only 5 months, you know, before it gets too cold for things to thrive. But you can see the graduations in the carrots. So, you know, that, you know, 3 months ago, 2 months ago, 1 month ago.
Right.
And that's the difference. And I think it's a good practice for home gardeners as well to just sort of sow a little bit once a month. And we...
Repeat that. Don't do it all at once. And then guess what? It will all come together.
And we do use the biodynamic calendar of sort of sowing leaf vegetables 1 week, fruiting vegetables the next week, root vegetables the third week, and then having a fallow week where we do other tasks. And that helps us in our direction of how we plant the beds out, because this was originally a root block, but it's transitioning into a leaf block now. So where parsnips and turnips and carrots and things have come out, we've now got beautiful lettuces and cresses.
What's the science behind that? What's happening in the soil to make that work?
Oh, because each plant uses different things.
Different things from the soil.
You know, and also leaves different things in there. So, you know, onions are highly beneficial. Things like broad beans are, nitrogen fixing the legume plants. So there's a lot of sort of just keeping it rotating, and then also really being aware of the fact that it needs a rest. So when you plan your vegetable garden, always have a little bit of it as fallow.
We all need a rest.
And another sign of the glorious autumn is these are climbing beans. And climbing beans are incredibly frustrating to pick because they hide. But what happens...
That's the funny thing with beans. If you sit there, you look at it at one glance, there's nothing there, right? You stand in front of it for 5 minutes, it's like great art. It reveals itself to you.
It's a Jackson Pollock.
Yes. Hello, beans.
This is a bean that we know as Michael's climbing bean because it was given to me, and it's very crisp. It's a beautiful bean. But because the season's changing, the leaf foliage is actually diminishing.
Yeah.
So it's much easier to find the beans.
It's interesting how many plants, I mean, tomatoes are like this, the pumpkin... We've just looked at too. When the plant is starting to get into a bit of stress, it's putting all its effort into its fruit.
Yeah.
Good for us.
Yeah, good for us. Zucchinis on their way out. They're starting to get the mould. But these ones will hang on to just for a bit longer.
I can see whether you've had a good crop out of that. I mean, look at them all.
I know, I've had an amazing...
Chop along the stem.
Amazing year. And then... we have some magnificent Savoy cabbages.
And when did these go in?
These would have gone in. There'll be a tag somewhere. But these would have gone in about the same time as the Brussels sprouts and the purple sprouting broccoli.
Right, right.
So they've had a good 4 or 5 months to start from a seed and turn into a cabbage.
And they certainly have done that. They're a good size of cabbage. Now, more beans down here.
More beans, but these are potting beans. So these are little flagrano beans. So they're a beautiful green potting bean, a French bean, that is referred to as the caviar of beans.
You'd need a cold night in front of the telly to...
Oh, it takes me a long time. Tomatoes. Poor tomatoes. It wasn't a good year for tomatoes. But...
Too much water, is that the problem?
Not enough heat. Too much water, not enough heat. But these are all our determinate tomatoes. So these are all of the short, stumpy varieties. And because we've had that wonderful flush of heat over Easter, there is some chance that we will be able to get a crop out of them.
Yep.
And we may end up...
There's a bit of colour down there.
There's some colour, but we may end up just hanging them upside down in the shed.
Yeah.
So, see what happens.
So as the chef, what are you thinking this time of year? Your mind turns to what in sort of terms of menu?
Well, it gets a bit tricky because the weather changes. So Easter, which we've just had Easter... And that was
into the hothouse.
Delightfully hot weekend. Mm. So we had lamb on, but we had lamb with sort of light versions of lamb. This weekend it's looking like it's going to be 14, 15 degrees. So, so I think we're having.
It's going to be a bad weekend for your Brussels sprouts. I can feel
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're getting chopped. So it could be carrots and cabbage and Brussels sprouts with sort of some sort of braised meat, I think, this week. So, so and that's where I think that in some ways the climate or the what's happening on a seasonal level actually does work in really beautifully with what's happening in the garden because you've got all these separate options. So you do have the options. If we look here, we've got some amazing cucumbers.
Oh, wow, look at
so,
that.
So, yeah. You know, for last weekend, the cucumbers were perfect because it was a hot weekend.
Growing in the vertical mode here on your wires from the roof.
Yes. Makes it much easier to pick them.
Yes.
So they've been perfect for the hot weekend last weekend. Mm. They won't have much truck this weekend, but there's all those beautiful sprouts and cabbages and things and carrots and beets to say, okay, it's a cold weekend, so we can flip. We've got both at the moment. So
yeah.
It's a very bounteous time, but can be a little tricky.
Where are you thinking now in terms of your sort of future planning?
So what will happen, I'm loath to pull the tomatoes out too early. As you can see, there's quite a lot of fruit still on there ripening yep. in the hothouse. But the cucumbers will come out, the cornichons will come out, the tomatoes will come out. And if you come over on the other side where the zucchinis have come out of the hothouse, is we've already started putting in plugs of our root vegetables. So the very last root vegetables that we sow come into the hothouse. And we'll also have some brassicas in here just to...
So what have you got there?
So we've got turnips. And then bull's blood beetroots, and then white ones.
And when are you expecting to be eating those?
These will probably be ready when the purple sprouting broccoli is ready.
September-ish.
Yeah. So it's taking into account that sort of, that the soil's getting colder and colder and colder and things. And also the plants know about day length. You know, there's all the discussions about climate change and, you know, how the seasons are very... very much different to our traditional idea of seasons, but given that we work from the European seasons, they're not exactly accurate anyway.
Mm.
But the one thing that is constant is day length, and the plants know that in their DNA about how long the day is, how many hours of light they're going to have, and what they can do with it. So that never ever changes for them. So
bless
them.
All right, the thing we're going to do now, and this is a treat for next time we chat, we're going to pop out and check out the raspberries.
Oh, we've been in the tunnel before.
It's been a bumper berry summer.
Bumper berry summer. Everything I could have wished for.
Well, so next time we chat, we promise you, dear listener, jam. But for now, Annie, thank you.
It's a pleasure.
From this gorgeous autumnal garden. I said, shake, rattle.